East Coast Breakfast.
Common Ready is going to read a message from a listener. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Named?
Valanda.
Valanda. Okay. And I want to hear everyone's opinion, because I think this is one of those topics that could be a little bit divisive in the family, amongst generations or different generations, wherever they might meet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Valanda says this. Morning, guys. I would like to understand when it became the norm to talk on a phone on loudspeaker, holding it horizontally in your hand, as opposed to against your ear, where the speaker is conveniently located in close proximity to your ear and the microphone close to your mouth. Perhaps I missed something. You did. Free will of human beings.
Okay, point of order. Valanda doesn't speak like that.
I don't know, but a complaint to me like that would sound like that.
Okay, if you were to sum up that complaint, what is she complaining
about? She'd like
about?
To know why people speak on their loudspeakers on a phone call in public.
Yes, I'd love to know that as well.
Okay, so by that premise, then you mustn't talk to any other person next to you in public. So like you and I are walking in public.
Yeah.
We're walking in the mall. We must be silent. We mustn't talk to each other.
Because
that's
the
equivalent of me talking to someone on my phone with a loudspeaker.
That makes no sense. You can put the phone to your ear hole.
But I don't want to put my phone on my face the whole time. Some of us don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. So I don't do that. I put it on. It's more hygienic for me, eh? Firstly, I don't want to put germs on my face, because your phone falls, it goes everywhere. How often do you sanitize your phone?
Okay.
And secondly, it's the equivalent of standing next to someone else that's a human physical being talking to them.
So there's no difference.
It's no
talking
difference
loud
between talking
to
someone
hand device
and
talking
on your
to someone in the...
Yes, but also, guys, why does it bother you if I'm talking to somebody on my loudspeaker next to you?
Because it's invasive.
It's invasive for who? I could be talking to another person. You don't own the air. It's not noise pollution.
Okay, hang on. If you're talking to another person, you'll talk to them like this, right? Like we're talking to each other.
Yes,
you're
well,
not
going to
say. You're not going to say what? No,
no,
half past
you
five.
You don't talk like that.
Hello. No. You're breaking up. No one talks in public like that.
People don't do that. You just talk normal on your phone, and then you have the loudspeaker.
People don't talk
guys,
normal on their phone.
Yes,
guys,
old
listen.
People don't talk normally on their phone. They speak very loudly.
Okay, but
older,
guys,
older.
I think we're not helping Valanda here. Both of you
now
it's a Darren and Carmen argument. Let's help Valanda. So, Darren, you are saying that it's not allowed. You're with the Valanda. Carmen is saying, it is what it is. Like, if you need to get stuff done, you need to speak to someone.
Yeah.
Can I put it out there? Because me,
please.
I'm in the middle, yeah. There's a time and place for this, but it's I'm not going to be the jury, yeah. So, what do you think about people having full-on phone calls on loudspeaker in public? Like I said, Mina, it depends who, what time, whatever. So what do you think about people having full-on conversations on loudspeaker in public? Let us know. 0617929495.
Yeah, I can't believe that you think, and anybody thinks, that people have the right to tell you what you can do and can't do with the phone and your space and your time.
Well, we've
it's confusing.
People, we ask people this question. On Facebook, Haley says, and I'm quoting here, this is not me, hey? Haley says, it's just bloody rude and annoying. I'm saying annoying like that because there's three exclamation points.
No, but Haley doesn't speak like that, yeah.
You know. Okay, sorry, Haley says, she spelled bloody, B-L-E-D-D-Y.
Oh, yeah, bloody.
That's how you speak like that.
Okay,
so
okay.
If you spell bloody like that, it's just bloody rude and annoying.
So then everybody that makes a noise in public that talks to another person is annoying.
No, it's rude to force other people to listen to your conversation. The phone is mobile. You can take the phone and go there.
Okay.
With your conversation.
I have another Facebook comment for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And this makes a lot of sense to me, especially for the moms.
Yeah.
From Kylie Homan.
Yeah.
If you've got a baby strapped to you, a toddler running ahead of you, and the Nachi's falling out of the plastic bag you're trying to keep them in, you're going to need to hear how excited your mom is for Pilates. Keep pushing your trolley. My mum is talking.
Yeah. That's fine. I think everyone looks
so
at that scenario.
Exceptions are fine.
That is really an exceptional situation. Mm-hmm. You would know that. That's a struggling mom. You would ask, can I help you? Can I assist? Can I hold your phone while your mom talks to you? That I would do.
That's fine. Okay.
You've just had your nails done and you're standing there and you're like, yeah, I know. I can't believe. Oh my God, you didn't.
Shame.
Let's say good morning to Nandi Makwaza from Waterfall. Nandi, what do you think? Is it okay or is it just no? It's rude.
For me, it's a no. But the only time, maybe if you're listening to a voice note, you can do the horizontal thing and on very low volume or in the privacy of your home. And even when you're home, maybe when you're washing dishes or, you know, you're cooking, but then because you live with other people, so don't.
Yeah, Nandi, I get you. You get me. It's like we get each other. Thank you, Nandi.
Well, I'll tell you who doesn't get you. A lot of other people. Julia van der Walt on Facebook says, I always have my phone on loudspeaker, but please don't ever put me on loudspeaker. Lol.
See?
Okay. But she does it all the time. Julia. Londi Ngobo says, and Londi Ngobo and I could be besties.
Yeah.
It depends on the tea.
Yes.
There was this one time I was in the taxi and the girl in front of me was on the phone and it was on loudspeaker and the tea was really hot. And I even started to imagine scenarios in my mind. Londi, you and I are the same person. Unfortunately, she got off before me and I had to assume the conclusion. Don't worry, I do that all the time.
Come on now, guys. This thing, is it acceptable behavior?
Sharona here. I do that all the time. I have my phone in my hand, my call is on speaker, and I'm just more comfortable that way.
Hi, Darren, this is Musa from Port Edward. I mean, guys, on my side, I turned it down seriously because some people, they can't talk politely, and some of them are shouting, some of them, they're even doing this thing on a text.
Can you imagine having your phone on loudspeaker and somebody listening in on your conversation or putting their 2 cents worth in? Yeah, I don't think it's good at all.
Keep your conversation to yourself and to the person on the other side of the phone. It's very frustrating to hear people talking in public loudly.
I love it when people talk on the phone in public. I listen and I participate also. I don't like holding the phone to my ear because of the radio waves.
If people talk on their phone on loudspeaker in public, you have every right to start laughing and screeching and carrying on like a banshee in the background. If they don't like it, then they must switch the loudspeaker off.
I think in a world where people are dating their computers, because in China they have virtual boyfriends, it should be allowed.
Justin here from Pinetown. I don't think it should be allowed to be having your full-on conversation on loudspeaker. The only conversation you should be having on loudspeaker is that if you are having a video call.
So I'm a plumber and I mainly do insurance work. When I'm with a client, I'm always on speakerphone, only so that they actually know what's going on and they know what the conversation is about. So yeah, I think it's acceptable depending on the situation.
If you are going to have a full-on conversation on your phone, with your speaker on, please be ready for follow-up questions because we'll be listening and we're nosy as hell. So if I'm asking a follow-up question on your conversation, don't be offended and be like, oh no, it was a private conversation. No, it was not. Definitely not. Answer, because you put me in your conversation.
I think it is the most annoying thing. If you want to have a conversation with somebody on loudspeaker, by all means, you can do it, but do it in the privacy of your own home, your car, like when you're alone, basically. The next thing is, if you don't want your phone to be touching your face the entire time, then do yourself a favor, get yourself a pair of headsets, and you can use that when you are conversing with somebody. But there's no need for all of us to hear your conversation. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, thank goodness for this poll. Guys, this poll exploded. So we had a poll and we had it on Facebook as well. What do you think about people having full-on phone conversations on loudspeaker in public? 70%, just over 70%, I'm doing quick math here with my brain, say, nah, it's annoying.
Oh,
it's not acceptable. Sky, you fall into the, and I believe this is about 18 to 20%. Just less than 20%. Depends on whether they're spilling tea. Like, it's okay, but the content's got to be good.
Yes.
It's got to be good.
Yes.
And then we have a little bit of ambivalence in the realm of about 8%, 8, 9, 10% that says, 8, 9 or 10% that says, I don't know. It says, I don't mind. So, but overwhelmingly, and then there's like 2% that says I'm guilty of doing this too.
You're
so thank you
two,
for your
it's
honesty.
A lot more than two, and guess what?
Yeah.
Us, we're still gonna do it. So I think it's gonna become the norm in like 500 years time. Nobody will be holding a phone to their face. It becomes so archaic. So I think you've got to get with the program and accept the fact that it is what it is. It's going in that direction in the world generally, because you can't wear headphones in public.
Well, you can. What do you mean you can't?
I would want to mess up my hair. Why?
No, not headphones. Wear those pods. I would if you didn't lose mine. But that's why.
Well, I have you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.